up with SRN News. I'm Jason Walker. Ukraine getting more military aid from the U.S.
The president signed another $400 million drawdown package for Ukraine, which includes additional artillery ammunition, air defense interceptors, and anti-aircraft missiles, armored vehicles, artillery rounds, javelin and anti-armor systems, and other equipment needed to defend Kharkiv and other areas that are under threat.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says the Kremlin is ramping up attacks on eastern Ukraine.
In the coming weeks, Russia will likely increase the intensity of fires and commit additional troops in an attempt to establish a shallow buffer zone along the Ukrainian border. We are confident in the Ukrainian armed forces, and we are working around the clock to get them the equipment, the tools, the weapons that they need to defend against these attacks.
Also at SRNnews.com, government officials pledging new spending to help track and contain the outbreak of bird flu in the nation's dairy cattle.
The new funds include $101 million to continue work to prevent, test, track, and treat animals and humans potentially affected by the bird flu. The Department of Health and Human Services adds the aid includes up to $28,000 each to help individual farms test cattle and bolster biosecurity efforts to halt the spread of the virus. According to the Department of Agriculture, dairy farmers will be compensated for the loss of milk production from infected cattle whose supply drops dramatically when they become sick. I'm Shelley Adler.
Consumer sentiment falling sharply in May, lowest level in 6 months. The University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index dropped to 67.4, a final reading of 77.2 in April. This is SRN News. So what happens when you die?
According to a new poll from Arizona Christian University, belief in any kind of afterlife is declining in the U.S. Nearly one in five adults think that when a person dies, they simply cease to exist. Older people are more likely to believe this, 25% versus 15% of young adults. However, the younger cohort is a lot more likely to think that when they die, they will be reincarnated and return to Earth, either as a different person or a different life form. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In Florida, a ballot amendment would allow the legalization of all marijuana. About 60% of Florida voters in the 2022 elections favored legalizing the recreational use of pot. And among voters under 45, it was 76%. Still, it's unclear how important that issue is for younger voters compared with other ones. This is SRN News. Well, activists once again targeting a piece of history. Here's Tayshia Stevens with that story.
Two radical climate activists in their 80s are under arrest after breaking the glass protecting Britain's historic Magna Carta, the document signed in the year 1215 that provided the foundation for individual rights in Anglo-American jurisprudence. The pair entered the British Library in London on Friday morning, smashed the glass case, and then glued themselves to the document's enclosure.
The largest Catholic hospital chain in America has been hit by a cyber attack this week. Ascension Health says it detected, quote, unusual activity on some of its network systems, still trying to determine, quote, what information, if any, may have been affected by the situation. The investigation continues. More details at SRNnews.com.